On today's episode of the Natty Boys podcast, we discuss a rare Reds winning West Coast road trip, which has us feeling a little bit more positive about baseball. And in light of the Robinson Cano suspension, we debate on whether or not Scooter Jeanette will be around for much longer. On the NBA side of things, the Cavs are struggling as they find themselves in a 2-0 hole to start off the Eastern Conference Finals, which you just hate to see. To wrap up the show, we have a fantasy draft of our favorite time wasters. For those days where you have a few hours to kill before a game starts, or when you're just trying to make it to the end of the day at work. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
And welcome to the show. Today is Friday, May 18th, and the Reds are above 500 on the West Coast.
Yeah, they're still quite a ways away from being 500 in real life overall.
But when's the last time they went out on a West Coast trip and came back with more than like two wins?
I was talking to somebody about that today. I was like, they usually play bad when they're good on the West Coast.
Yep.
Four-game sweep of the Dodgers was nice.
Yep. And the Giants really, the Giants are coming off of a, you know, streak of losses, but the Giants have been playing pretty good baseball all year.
Yeah. They were, I think the Reds went 1-2 against the Giants, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But I think they're 7 of their last 10 they've won.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is, I mean, that's an incredible clip the way they started the season.
One of the best teams in baseball right now, I'd say.
Their ERA was crazy, wasn't it? The other day, it was something like, I forget what the exact numbers were, but it was like 20 on an ERA to like 0.76 or something crazy like that.
I mean, they've had great pitching in and out, like in the starting rotation and the bullpen. They had a little bit of a hiccup from Hernandez on Tuesday night, I guess it was. Yeah, I think it was Tuesday night where he ran into some trouble, but. Other than that, Matt Harvey was shaky early on in his on the day game on Wednesday. But, I mean, they ended up getting the win.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
One of the stats I saw, call me out on this because I know the numbers aren't right, but I want to say, like, Amir Garrett had just his stats alone had dropped, like, the bullpen ERA almost a full run in his last, like, however many appearances. Because he hasn't been giving up runs. Yeah. I mean, Garrett's...
I mean, I think at one point he had almost pitched a no-hitter out of the bullpen in all of his appearances. Like, it was... I think it was close to it was like 7 or something innings straight without a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, he's so good out of the bullpen. And obviously you want your best pitchers like that being starters. But, I mean, his role... I mean, they could have between him, Hernandez, or him, Hughes... and Iglesias, they could have their own little, you know, mini version of the Nasty Boys for a while.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? You never know how that's going to work because I could see Iglesias being one of those guys that gets flipped at the deadline too, depending on how things shake out this year.
Sure.
Just because he's a pretty good closer and he would be coveted as a, you know, an eighth or ninth inning man somewhere else on a winning ball club, but. I don't know. I'd like to see those three. I know Jared Hughes. I don't know what his deal is, if they signed him for 2 years or what they did this year. But he was one of those guys when he was pitching in Pittsburgh. I was like, what a fucking weirdo. Like, I didn't really hate him.
Yeah.
Is he the one that had the issue on the base pass with Johnny Gomes or somebody?
I think so.
No, it was he said someone used a racial. No, someone accused him of using a racial slur.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Jared Hughes?
I think he was the one, yeah. I forget exactly what the scenario was, but yeah, I remember that.
Was it Brandon Phillips?
Was it?
Brandon Phillips, yeah. Yeah, it was Brandon Phillips and Jared, I guess, it was Jared Hughes with Pittsburgh, but he seemed a lot more white trash. Maybe it was just the Pittsburgh aspect of his career at that point. But so I like him. He's a goofy dude.
With the game starting so late at night, I didn't pay a ton of attention to the Giants series. But is Cueto hurt right now?
Yeah, he'd been hurt for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember if it's an elbow or if it's one that if it's his lat or whatever it is. He always seems to hurt.
Because I thought that the for a while there the Giants were in the discussions for Matt Harvey until the Reds got him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's that was the trigger that turned the Reds season around right there, and now they're going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at the standings for the Reds, and they are the only team in the Central that is below 500. Everyone else is within two games of each other, just playing really well, and the Reds are 11 games back.
That's what was crazy about their streak was everybody was winning when they were.
And the other thing about, like, the Reds' record was horrible to start the season, but they weren't playing that poorly. They just, they had streaks where they weren't hitting at times, and they had streaks where the bullpen and the starters just weren't getting the job done. But they weren't playing awful baseball the entire time. Mm-hmm. The record that they started off with did not really indicate the baseball that they had been playing.
Yeah, they hung strong in that National Series. They got thumped the one game, but for the most part, if I recall correctly, they were hanging with them, and it was one of those things that, they got swept by the Nationals right out of the gate, but the Nationals are supposed to be
one of the best teams in baseball,
which they're not right now. But and then so we kind of hung our hat on that, and then we had the one-game sweep of the Cubs, which was huge.
Right.
And then I think they lost 2 out of 3 in Pittsburgh or 3 out of 4 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Right after that, I can't remember if it was a 3 or 4-game series.
I think it was.
And that's when the wheels came off, and it wasn't long after that.
Yeah. The historically bad start, the worst start to the Red season in like 100 games. But it really was just circumstances of luck rather than actually playing shitty ass baseball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Votto wasn't hitting. Nobody was really. Duvall still wasn't really hitting. He's having glimpses of his old self, but he's still not, the all-star Adam Duvall that we...
He's struggling. I don't know what his deal is, but when I see him at the plate, it's like, when Adam Dunn used to be up there, is he going to strike out swinging or looking?
Yeah. I used to, that was my favorite game, swinging or looking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I played it with Jay Bruce, too, a lot.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and that's one of the like we alluded to, we had that hot streak out in on the West Coast. But the sad thing is, after all of that, we're still like 13 or 14 games under 500. Yeah. So it's like man, that didn't even make a dent.
Little by little.
Get within maybe 10 of 500 by the All-Star break, go on a streak and get in. In contention, for one of the wild card spots at the end of the year.
We'll see.
Win the World Series and never look back.
we might be doing it without Scooter Gennett, his name's been popping up as a possible trade partner with the now Robinson Cano-less Seattle Mariners for 80 games. Yep. So,
well, hadn't he had just gotten injured? Also, Cano had was it
broke
a serious
his hand
injury?
Or something?
Okay, so he was going to be out.
I don't remember exactly what it was. Yeah, I don't remember if it was a broken hand or what.
If it came out specifically after his injury for that reason, like if they were holding back with the news, or if he just happened to fail it at the
broke
time
his
that
hand,
he got injured,
punching a wall with roid rage.
Yeah. But trading Scooter to Seattle, it makes sense for them at least. And with the Reds, it's like you like to see Scooter's production, and the fact that he's kind of a local guy, but he's not gonna. He's not a top tier second baseman, so it's not like losing him. You're really hurting that much. They've got a lot of young talent that could eventually step up and really do well in that position. So if they can get maybe a couple prospects out of it to help with the rebuild, I'm all for it. I don't think they're gonna get a piece that impacts the team now, but you don't really want to go for that right now because this team's not ready to win this year. So
And I would think that Blandino has stayed up, even with Gino back in the lineup. So I would think that he would probably take that second baseman slot because he's been producing in the time that he has played.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we got Herrera who could fill in when Blandino needs to either play third or short.
Yep. Yeah.
For either injury or just days off. And I like Blandino. I wouldn't mind seeing him play at second base for a while here.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get Ichiro back in the trade. You never know.
Yeah.
You just got to get what you can for him, too, because like Whitty was saying, he's not a top-tier second baseman, but he's playing like one right now. So
the one good thing is he's still got 1 year of arbitration left, so if the Mariners like him a lot and they think he's a good bench guy, they've got him another year under control.
Yep.
As long as things don't get ugly in arbitration, and then he's a free agent after the 2019 season. So I think you could probably get a mid-level pitching prospect.
Yeah.
Maybe some cash considerations, which, I mean,
probably the Lakers like first round pick for 2020.
Which, not to go off on an NBA tangent here, but holy cow, like the Celtics have a shot at what, 4 first round picks next year?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
And they did the lottery the other night, and it fucking took forever. Like,
yeah,
they
I
said
didn't
that
watch it, but
I watched it because I'm a sucker. But they got the, you know, they started it at 7:30, and at 7:30 they did just like introductions, and we didn't actually know the picks until almost like 8:30 when you know, the Celtics Cavaliers game was getting ready to tip off.
Yeah.
Which Celtics being up 2-0 on the Cavs is fucking amazing.
I know. I know. Getting ready to sweep the Cavs.
Well, especially when LeBron drops 42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
most of those were in the first half.
Right.
And literally nobody else scores on the team.
Well, he had a concussion, Hefe.
Yeah. Come on.
Jesus.
Someone's thumb brushed the side of his head.
I watched that from our friends at another company. I watched the Blaze Pizza review the other day, and it made me smile because it had been a while since I've seen it. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Zero.
Went. So the thing with the Cavs and Celtics, I got so pumped because the sports app that I use for tracking games and stuff, it doesn't show.
Your bets?
No. Oh. I don't do that anymore. I put all my money in Bitcoin, which is like the day I put my money in Bitcoin.
It started
tanked.
Going down.
That was also a bad bet.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm done with this gambling. Bitcoin is just skyrocketing right now. I'm going to try to make some good money on this. So I took all my money out of my gambling fund, put it into Bitcoin, and it's bad right now. I don't even look anymore. So, but they, I think it's the CBS Sports app, and they don't show the days on the calendar, like when you're scrolling through on days that don't have a game. So it makes it look like today was game 3.
It's,
and I got pumped. So I was like, oh, cool,
shit.
I have that to watch tonight.
Yeah, I don't know why they put so long in between the games, man.
And I was looking at that schedule, and it's just like these next few days. Like, because I was like, well, it makes sense if they're just alternating the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals every other night, because that's how it was early on in the week. And then it went from yesterday to, I think, Saturday is the next game.
Saturday. Yeah.
But then after that, it alternates every other night again. So I don't know why they have that gap for this weekend.
Last night's game, the Rockets tied it up 1-1.
Yeah.
But Tuesday was the Celtics-Cavs. And so I guess they travel for a day.
Yeah.
But they have a Tuesday, and their next game isn't until Saturday. That's a pretty long break.
Surprised me.
A lot of it probably has to do with you know, the arena availability. I know
that's
that the
true.
League makes them block off certain times and
yeah.
certain days because you don't know, but there was probably something going on with the scheduling because the Bruins were making a
that's
run
what
in the
I was
playoffs.
Gonna say. Could it be
and
an NHL conflict?
Yeah.
Or?
You never know who the Chicago
they're,
or Chicago.
They're heading to Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, in Cleveland's probably got, you know,
Baker
concerts
Mayfield.
And all that garbage, too.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield. Yeah. DB, you touched on the draft lottery. Do the Lakers not have a first-round pick next year? Because I didn't see them in the lottery list.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where they're finally making up for a trade that happened like years ago.
Gotcha.
Where if it was like 1 through 3, it would go to one team, and if it was any other pick, it would go to. I think the Clippers actually ended up getting it.
Gotcha.
I don't know how it all works, but yeah, they do have a first round pick from a trade that they made earlier in the season when they got Isaiah Thomas. They have the Cavaliers pick.
Okay.
But they don't have a lottery pick this year.
Gotcha.
Phoenix got the number 1 overall pick, which they've never had before.
Ooh.
So Devin Booker is going to be getting someone to play with.
I thought for sure somehow the Sixers were going to luck into that first pick.
Like, I thought it was going to be the Cavs with the NBA.
Or wait, the Sixers weren't even in the... Were the Sixers... I thought they were in the lottery through a trade, weren't they?
That was the Lakers.
Okay.
But it ended That's up being the Clippers or the Kings that got it. I can't remember.
Gotcha. Yep. Yeah, because there were a couple of different scenarios where, like, four teams had less than a percentage chance.
Yeah.
I was like, watch it be them. But
yeah. I've been enjoying the Cavs Celtics series, though. It's
Well,
I know we hate LeBron, but it's just been nice to see some defense. Like, that's the difference, is the Celtics defense is just so good. And it's crazy, like, the Cavs defense is so bad. It's just
I don't know if it's opposites. That the Celtics defense is so good or the Cavaliers offense is just woeful, because LeBron's like the only option right now.
Yeah.
Kevin Love has been playing well, but any other like J.R. Smith had 0 points the other night. You're not going to win a game if J.R. is not producing.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a goon. He was just gooning it up words of his own coach.
That push in the back to Al Horford, that was fucking
I don't know how that wasn't a flagrant
too. I don't know how that was only a flagrant one.
I don't know how
one.
It wasn't.
Yeah. I love that Marcus Smart got up in his face, though, after that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would have done if I was on the court. I would have been punked really bad by J.R. Smith. But
I was going to say, I probably would have got tackled by security if I was on the court.
I can't remember if it was on – I forget what it was on. I think it was on one of the Barstool, either radio shows or podcasts, but they were saying if a fight broke out in that arena – It would end with Marcus Smart just standing there with 18 bodies laying on the ground, or 18,000 bodies laying on the ground.
My favorite has been the parody videos of like LeBron not knowing anybody else on the Cavs. Mm-hmm. I've been loving those. Like, they're so funny. Like the SNL skit was hilarious. We're the other Cavaliers.
Yeah.
I didn't like how, and this is partially my LeBron hate coming through, but I would have felt this way if it was my team. The way he was dicking around in the press conference after the game 2 loss.
Yeah.
Like, I know that the next game's still a ways away and you can't sit there and lament over a loss. You need to get ready. But I mean, he was 15 minutes removed from going down 2-0 and he's sitting in there joking in the press room. Like it's no big deal. Like, you would have thought they won. If you didn't tell me if you didn't know the Cavs lost and you watched that press conference, you would have thought, you know, that LeBron had won.
Ooh.
The matching suit.
Confirmed by Mac.
Really...
He's leaving town. He doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't.
No.
I think he quit. I honestly do. Like, I think he had his come to Jesus moment at halftime of game 2. And I think he just realized, like, these guys are not worth. He's burning himself out right now.
Yeah. And we don't like him, but honestly, he deserves to have some support. Like, getting 42 points and getting blown out still.
What's his fault? He alienates any good player that comes on his team with him.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Did you guys?
The only reason Kevin Love can be, you know, sustainable there is because he's LeBron's bitch.
Right.
He's a puppy dog.
Yeah.
Did you see the Boston Area Sports Network? They did a segment on one of their shows listing the most useless Cavaliers. It was like listing all the players out. And like, it had all the players listed, and then one of the people on the list was Tyronn Lue, which I thought was pretty funny, too. But, yeah, it was basically everybody but LeBron.
He never looks like he knows what he's doing.
He's so outcoached right now by
so dumb.
Brad Stevens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was one thing that was funny. Ryan Whitney and Paul Bissonnette talking about how funny the NBA like timeouts are. That's one thing. They were like, oh, he's only got 4,700 timeouts left this half. Let's see.
He's like, that fan looks parched. Let's call a timeout.
He's like, oh, he should have saved one of his 1,500 timeouts for the third quarter here. But he was talking about how Tyronn Lue is like just being not basketball guys. They don't even really know much about the NBA, or they do a good job pretending they don't.
Right.
But they're talking about how Tyronn Lue's sitting there trying to draw up a play, and literally not a single Cavalier is even looking at him.
Yeah.
They're just looking off into the crowd or talking to each other, and there's really
no... They were
all
huddled. Like, he was outside of the huddle.
Yeah.
It was just crazy the other night, too, when they were only down 7, and LeBron didn't come out to start the fourth quarter.
I think that had to do with the shoulder he took to the head.
I didn't... Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was fouls or if that was his excuse.
Well, they were winning most of that game, and then the Celtics turned it on. And I mean, you knew LeBron wasn't going to keep that
Scary
pace.
Terry might be my favorite Celtic at this point. Might be my favorite NBA player at this point.
I like a lot of the guys on the Celtics, but I couldn't bring myself to root for them. I don't think.
I'm the same way because they remind me, they're like Philly about winning.
Or, you know, they're like Boston about winning.
Yeah. Or Boston about winning. Yeah.
I was going to say, there it is.
I can't do it. I agree. Sorry, Ben.
Fuck them.
So without a lot of sports going on right now, how have you guys been spending your time? I've been wasting a ton of time.
I've
just been trying to find things to do to pass the time. With the Reds being out on the West Coast, it's been really hard for me to stay up that late. So, like, from 7 to 10, when a Reds game would normally be on, I got to find something to do.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the inspiration for our fantasy draft tonight, was time wasters.
Yes.
Yeah. I got the first pick. Just YouTube video binges.
Yep.
I could spend some time. Sometimes I do spend way too late.
Yeah.
I get sucked in, and it pulls you into the dark web.
Right.
It's like a crazy thing. Like, you can start on the most random, like, just a dog doing some stupid video, and then you somehow end up on, like, I wonder what that Sublime song is that I remember from high school.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Yeah. And I'll look up, and it'll be 2:30 in the morning, and I'll be like, shit, I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I have
minor conspiracy theories. I get into some conspiracy theory YouTube.
Yeah. Like, when's WW3 going to be? Like, stuff like that. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, what in the hell am I looking at? And it'll be like, Anonymous releases another video. And I'm like, what in the world am I looking at?
If I had the YouTube black hole on my list as well. And, and for me, it's just going through the related videos. And it's almost like the telephone game where everything's like really closely related to the one before that. But when you look from start to finish, it's like two completely different topics. I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, that's a good one, Hefe.
And it's been that way since college. Like, we had break.com, we had, you know, E-Bombs World.
Yep.
Like, I've always done that, like, to kill time.
Yeah. YouTube's a good time waster. So my first round pick is just constantly refreshing Twitter. And like, not even like reading stuff, I just refresh to see what's new. And then when a bunch of new tweets pop up, I don't read them. I just scroll to the top and start refreshing again. Like, it's literally just, I think at this point it's like a tick. I just refresh it without actually doing anything with it. But
I always close out of it too and then reopen it right away.
Yeah. Yep. Me too.
Like, I'll clear it out of my queue and then I'll go right back into looking at it again.
Yep. Yeah, it's almost,
I had to stop the refresh. My thumb was starting to kill me. Like, my thumb legitimately was starting to hurt.
Yeah. It's like a reflex. Bad. Like, I don't even think about doing it. I'm like, oh, shit. I've just refreshed that like 25 times in the past 10 seconds, and no new tweets have come through. Maybe I should wait.
Yeah.
I think we have a problem.
All right. My first pick, I do something. It's kind of like what Hefe described with YouTube. But I actually have a starting point, and then I give myself an end point, and I always call it the Wikipedia maze.
Nice.
So if I end up on, you know, let's just say a Wikipedia page for a random sports athlete, like an athlete, I will say, you know, I'll give myself, and this is just Cedar Point. Like, I'll just say Cedar Point is where I want to get to.
Yeah.
And I don't type anything in. I just try to get
links
to Cedar Point by clicking from links from other Wikipedia pages.
Yep.
Nice.
So if I was, you know, an athlete, Nick Swisher, okay, he played for the Cavs, I'd click Cleveland, Ohio. Then I would click, you know, something in the Cleveland, Ohio Wikipedia page and eventually try to get to the Cedar Point page, which, I mean, that's not one that I've ever done, but that's what I do. And it's sometimes it's shockingly quick, and other times you've been at it for 45 minutes. You're like, I don't even know where the fuck to go. And then you get to one that's only like three sentences with very minimal clicks.
Yeah.
Or the clickable links. And you're like, well, shit. Now you almost start over if not set yourself even further back.
Or you could, you know, just edit the Wikipedia page and add a link in there real quick and get you to, you know, your home spot.
I was actually put on probation by Wikipedia at one point in college, I remember.
Yeah, because you put something about Hefe in there for one of them, didn't you?
Yeah. I think I
recognized an alumni or something like that.
No, I put you on the obesity page.
That's right. Yeah, you said something like, Hefe suffers from this or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
dicks.
And they told me, if you'd, I forget what they said. It was a really snide.
Yeah, it's like, it was, if you want to play around or whatever, we have our sandbox for do like, yeah. like that.
They put me on like a 48 hours, like unable to edit posts or something like that for 48 hours or something weird like that. Oh, well. Won't be the first time. It's not the first time. Won't be the last time I get kicked off Wikipedia.
That's what WordPress has done for me on blogging. I've been on about a 4-week probation.
That's not WordPress. That's us that put you on that probation.
Just like how we got kicked off of Skype.
Yeah.
All right. My first pick. It's very similar to Wits, but it's a tiny bit different. So I'm going to still draft it. It's scrolling between the same three apps on my phone all day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just go from, I have three that I frequent. It's Twitter, Reddit, and Instagram. And yep. I just, if I get bored on one, I switch to the other. And then once I've done reading everything on there, I go to the third one. And it's continuous. Like, if I'm trying to kill time, I will go between these three apps for like 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
Just refreshing and seeing if anything new pops up.
Yep. I'll do that same thing. So I'll go through Twitter. I'll jump on Facebook. I'll go to like the weather app. And then, like, I'll do, like, my bank account apps, too. And, like, I'll log into them. I don't even check my accounts. I log into them, then I, like, exit out of them, and I go to the next one. It's literally, yeah. Like I said, it's like a tick. I'm not, like,
well, my password still works. Well, all right.
I don't even use my password. I do the thumb, the fingerprint.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I literally log in with the fingerprint, then I exit and go to the next app. And I'm like, I just need to put my phone away and, be in the moment because... I think I have a smartphone addiction.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm right there with you on that. Like, one thing that you said, jumping back and forth between three apps, one of my rotation is Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be on a Reddit thread, and if the thread's young, like if it's there's not a whole lot there, I'll have it sorted by new comments, and I'll refresh, and then I won't be able to find it. I'll see that the number went up on the little comment logo, but I won't be able to find the comment. And it wasn't until just recently I found out that you can be shadow banned on Reddit, which means that you think you're posting to Reddit, but no one else can see your comments. Hmm. So, like, you're not blocked from the Reddit page, but the mods made your posts not visible.
Gotcha.
But Reddit being such a simple, setup, it still shows as a comment there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, and there's a website that you can go to see if you've been shadow banned by typing in your Reddit username and... I don't post on Reddit, so I never have, obviously, but it turns into like CSI Reddit where I'm sitting there trying to figure out, okay, what post did I miss? I go through and I look and see like the, because it'll say like now or 1 minute ago or whatever, and if you can't find it, it's maddening, and if you waste too much time, then you don't know if it's the 3 minute ago one you just saw or, and I don't know why I do that. I don't care that much about what people are saying about a random Reds like update on an article or
yeah
like a Simpsons post about somebody's favorite episode or something. But
all right, my second round pick, wrapping it back around, I'm a pretty big fan of naps, and that is a huge time killer for me, especially on the weekends. If I'm lucky enough, if the kid's asleep and I have a little bit of time to catch, a 20 or 30 minute nap or an hour or 2 hour nap, I'm fucking taking it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
I had never ventured into the golf nap that you guys had talked about a couple weeks ago. And yeah. I did that when the Masters was on.
It's wonderful.
It's glorious. Yeah, yeah. Glorious. I was out in like 2 seconds and then I woke up like 2 hours later and I was just like, that was nice.
Yeah. Most of my naps nowadays are accidental. I'll lay down. And yeah. Like, all right, I'm going to, either I'm going to do something, like I'm going to, organize my emails, or I'm going to, or even if it's something simple as that, I'm going to sit down and watch some TV. Like, I'll lay on the couch, and the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, I've been asleep for 2 hours. So,
mm-hmm. Sunday about 3:30 every weekend, I'll be sitting there and I'll just wake up and it'll be 7 o'clock. and my wife will be looking at me like, you didn't really hang out today. And I just passed out. Can't help it.
You were snoring.
Don't fucking like you.
A couple days ago.
I can't help it. I'll just pass out.
Forget what day it was. I guess it was Wednesday probably. No. Tuesday, whatever day it was. Right after I got home from work, my wife was starting to get some of the final steps of dinner done, and so I went downstairs with the kid, and we started watching TV, and we both fell asleep, and I think I woke up at like 9:30 when my wife was trying to get the kid off of my lap, off my, because she's like the way she has a lay, she basically lays across me now, like it's not like a, you know, just laying on my lap, so we just look like two bums just like flopped on this lazy boy. So we both, like, she was like, I'm just going to take her upstairs. We both slept right through dinner. Damn. Neither of us ate dinner. So we were like, she's going to wake up hungry and pissed off in about 2 hours. And she slept through, like, she slept for like 12 hours. So
nice.
I don't know what she did. She was exhausted. I was exhausted. So I ended up eating dinner at like 10:30 that night, which was awesome. It was a little throwback to the old school days.
Yeah.
So... all right, my second pick, something I've become obsessed with. I've actually got two books. One is just abandoned cities and stuff, and the other one is abandoned amusement parks. Mm-hmm. But I'll get online and I'll look at abandoned ballparks,
yeah,
amusement parks, just about anything that's abandoned. And old I'll Olympic go through and search all sweetest. That stuff. Yeah, I'll go through all the old Olympic like villages and stuff.
Couple months ago, I became obsessed with Chernobyl.
Yeah,
and like just the abandoned that's city.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, that's another thing. You can do pretty deep Wikipedia dives on shit like that.
Oh, that's that has been a dark web, like thing for me for sure.
Yeah. So a weird one that kind of is like, it's right along the lines of what, and this isn't my pick, but it's right along the lines of your abandoned like cities and things, Mac. But surprisingly, if you go to like the Weather Channel's website, they always have these like articles and stories like linked in there, and some of them will be like creepiest abandoned amusement parks, or like crazy like abandoned cities, and sometimes it'll be like things like the world's weirdest bridges, but they always have these like articles or just a collection of pictures of whatever that topic is, and that's another one. Like I'll click on one, and then it'll be like a related one, and I'll kind of go down that same almost like YouTube wormhole. But mm-hmm. some of the most interesting ones are the ones where it is like the abandoned stuff, whether it be hotels, mm-hmm. amusement parks, you know, actual cities or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the same thing. I've looked on maps to see how close I am to a lot of these abandoned places. Yeah. Because I just want to take a look. And the guy that does the pictures on, I've got two of his books. His name's Seth Lawless. I think it's Seth Lawless. But he just took pictures of one of the malls in Cincinnati that's been abandoned, but it's still open.
Yeah.
But there's like no stores in it, especially now Babies R Us is going out of business.
Yep.
So I think the only thing that's going to be there is Bass Pro and like some weird little like one off, like not even like, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a weird little stop, a shop in there.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the biggest malls in the country outside of Mall of America.
Right.
But
I miss Stephen Berry's.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Stephen Berry's, God, was,
Stephen
shit
Berry's
there.
Was so awesome. 20 still bucks have and you'd walk out with like six bags.
Yep. Yep.
You still have the sign up there. It bums me out every single time.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. And Starberries were awful, but awesome.
Yep.
The best thing about Stephen Berry's is, one, you could get an XL, you could get a extra large shirt one time, and it would fit completely different than the other extra large shirt that you just bought.
Right.
Yeah.
And the color, the greens were always different. Like you could buy, I remember buying OU stuff, and some of the OU sweatshirts were like a weird, like Kelly green, and other ones were like the dark, deep Hunter green, and it was nothing ever was
consistent.
I'm pretty sure that my dad still has one of those fake leather jackets that they had for a while there with I think it's a Buckeyes jacket, but
nice.
I mean, he puts it in a bag and every time he wears it still looks nice.
Yeah.
It kind of surprised me that it's lasted, you know, 15, 20 years, however long ago it's been.
Yeah.
I still got one of my OU long sleeve t-shirts from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've got maybe I think I might even have a hoodie that from there too.
Nice.
But it's those are the two things that made it out alive. I think everything else is either it like everything shrunk down to like crop top size or just kind of the threads just started coming out of
it. Yep. So
that's the sports place in our hometown too. Some of those shirts that they sell kind of remind me of Stephen Berry's.
Yeah. So my next pick, and it's kind of along the same lines as some of the other ones that we've talked about, where you're basically just doing something without accomplishing anything. But one thing that I like to do a lot at night is I'll lay down on the couch, turn on Netflix, and I'll just scroll through like the Netflix menus, mm-hmm. and I'll see something like, oh, I want to watch that, and I'll go on to the next one, and okay, that would be cool. I want to watch that. I'm not even adding these to my queue. I'm just in my head saying, yep, I'd like to watch that one. Yeah. And then eventually I just fall asleep without watching anything.
Yep. That was on my list, trying to figure out what to watch on Netflix. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's always a struggle between me and my wife, is like finding something to watch. I've honestly been thinking about canceling Netflix because of like everything that I used to love on it, like Always Sunny and Futurama is gone now. Yeah. Like, the only series that I run through repeatedly on there is The Office.
The Office.
And I have them all on DVD, so, like, I wouldn't really be missing anything. Yeah. If I wanted to watch it, I could. Parks and Rec's on there, but Parks and Rec is also on Prime, Amazon Prime, which I have.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's still enough things that I watch on there that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep Netflix, but...
yeah.
One thing I've been watching recently, my wife and I just recently started watching... is Evil Genius. That I don't know
if anyone see that.
We're a couple episodes into that, and yeah. I think there's only four episodes of it.
Is that the one about the bank heist?
Yeah, it's basically like
that's my wife was watching that when I got home tonight.
Yeah, we finished it last night.
Did you? So the first couple episodes have been pretty crazy. I assume that the last two are the same. So I'm looking forward to
just as crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I want Making a Murderer to come back. That's always supposed to be.
They're working on it. It's I think they're going to. I think a lot of it has to do with sort of
that's a crazy
all the appeals
show.
And shit that happened after the initial trials.
Yeah.
That Adnan dude is getting a show on HBO that's supposed to be really good too. The Serial podcast.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Where that was like the original Making a Murderer.
Mm-hmm.
It was just in podcast form.
Right.
There's one on there. The it's called like The Whisperers or something. That's kind of like
Whispering
a Making
Eye.
Murder. That's kind of like a Making a Murderer. That's freaking crazy too.
Good call, Whitty. I think we've all been there.
Yep.
For sure. My next pick's one that I can't believe is not off the board yet, and that's Fortnite.
Yeah.
4 hours of Fortnite goes by really fast.
It's not really wasting time though.
Yeah, it's productive, man.
That's product, yeah.
It depends on what kind of night it is. If it's a successful couple wins night, yeah. But if it's one of those nights where you're not landing near the circle, you're not, you know, you're not getting a good setup on the map, it's terrible.
Hey,
it's
Hibachi
logs. It's about the experiences with your friends. It's not about how the game plays out.
It's a fun way to waste time.
So when Black Ops 4 comes out and they have their Battle Royale mode, are you going to ditch Fortnite and go to that?
Mm-mm.
Liar.
You
liar.
Yeah,
you are.
No, I won't. Yeah, I like Fortnite.
Will. Yeah, you like Fortnite.
Dude, everybody's doing that now. Like I said, Grand Theft Auto is doing that now. Like, instead of releasing a sixth Grand Theft Auto, they're doing the Battle Royale.
Yeah, and that's what... Like, I think if Black Ops 4 does it well... I mean, I think there's a chance that it kills like Fortnite and PUBG from a pure game. Like, it's so much better, like graphics, mechanics, and all that. Like, Fortnite's fun just because it's simple. But if you can really do that same concept well in the Call of Duty like world, then you know Fortnite could be in trouble. Any of those like free
Battlefield
ones.
Maybe.
I would say
Battlefield's
probably the only
thing. Do it too.
Are they?
Yeah, the only thing that kind of sets Fortnite apart is the building aspect of it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen that part of it in Call of Duty yet.
No.
I mean, they may incorporate something similar to it, but...
Battlefield.
And I don't think you build in PUBG
either. No, you
either.
Don't. I mean, Fortnite's really the only one that I know of that does that. And I know there's been a lot of offshoots lately that I don't really know much about. Like, I think the one that I've seen, there's like H1Z1, I think, is one of the ones that... I think a couple of them have already, like, gone under, but I don't know if those ones were I think Fortnite's the only one where you actually do the building and stuff. So it still has that uniqueness, but it'd be interesting to see how Call of Duty impacts it. I don't know that I'll end up getting Call of Duty. I haven't in a while, so I'll still stick to Fortnite probably. But
did you know Fortnite is it's kind of like a Winklevoss Mark Zuckerberg situation?
Yeah, the one of the guys from PUBG.
He just was like, I'm going to go do my own thing, and basically stole the engine and everything and did his own thing. And And they obviously became wildly more successful on console.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that... Is PUBG on console?
Xbox. It's on Xbox, isn't it?
It's on Xbox, yeah, okay.
And it's on... Alone. But mostly it's PC.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I knew most people that played PUBG were on PC.
Nerds.
But...
yeah, because Mac, your brother was talking trash about Fortnite because he's a PUBG player.
He's been on that PUBG since day one.
Yeah.
He told me a funny
since
story.
Since day one-ish?
It's just kind of random. He was playing PUBG. The Wi-Fi went out, so he grabbed the Ethernet cable, plugged in. He's got a 3D printer. So he went and started messing with the 3D printer because he figured, like, while he was rebooting, it wasn't going to be, you know, something. I forget what was going on, but basically he came back into the game and it got down to, like, him and two dudes. That because he was just, like, standing there in the middle of, like, no one knew where he was. And he wasn't running around, so no one saw him. And he eventually, I don't know if he just happened to be in the perfect spot where the circle was. And but, yeah, he ended up winning that one, and he didn't even pay attention to, like, the first, like, 15 minutes of the match or whatever it was.
Nice.
So, but, yeah, I've never played PUBG, but I know you can drive cars and stuff in that, can't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
So maybe that's said probably what Mark... Maybe. Because in Battlefield you can drive cars,
Grand Theft Auto.
Tanks and cars.
And I thought I read somewhere that the Call of Duty one, you'll be able to have vehicles and stuff, too. I don't know if that's really in the Battle Royale mode or if that's a different just aspect of the game itself. But I thought I saw something about using vehicles there, too. And it said it's going to have, like, the biggest multiplayer maps in, like, the history of the series of the game, so...
So
go ahead.
The other thing I saw about Call of Duty is that this will be the first time that there's not a campaign mode on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
so that'll piss chaps off.
So I always liked playing the campaign mode too. I always did that before I jumped into multiplayer usually.
Yeah, to kind of get a feel for the weapons and
right,
and just an idea of, you know, the mechanics of the game.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's video game talk with the Natty Boys.
My last pick is kind of related to my first. It's getting lost on, like, old videos from, you know, rap songs or songs that I used to listen to when I was younger.
Like on YouTube?
It is
your first pick.
It's my first pick was more getting lost in the dark web on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just do
it. Keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
My last pick is refreshing Twitter constantly.
The dark web is different than just finding conspiracy theories on YouTube.
Yeah, the dark web's like online,
where,
like,
they trade credit card
shit.
Info and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll just say hopping on my phone and getting on Spotify or Prime or Amazon Prime Music and just downloading songs from the old days. Just remind me of college or new song I've heard that I want to hear 1,000 times. Because with Amazon Prime Music, it's pretty nice because you can download anything. So.
No free ads.
Almost anything. Some of it you have to be on the unlimited subscription for, which it pisses me off because there's music I want to listen to and I don't pay for. Yeah,
most of Eminem stuff is on the on that list of unlimited.
Yes.
So I could see that pissing you off.
Well, I have all of the CDs and shit downloaded anyways, but yeah. I'm not a big fan. I've been listening to his new album. I'm not a big fan. I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
One thing, and you were just talking about all of your Eminem CDs and having all the Office stuff on DVD. Something that Hibachi was telling me about, my brother's talked about doing, and I've actually thought about doing it. You can basically create your own Netflix. If you just burn, you burn everything that you have and you can put it on this huge, you know, server.
Yeah.
You get your share drive and then you can access it from any device on your Wi-Fi and you can do it. I think there's a plugin through Amazon Fire Stick and I don't know if Roku has one or not, but I think it's how all the nerds supply, stuff for, like, the
illegal streaming
the illegal streaming and stuff, But if you just create it for your own network, it's just for yourself, which is awesome because
yeah,
I've thought about doing that too because I have hundreds and hundreds of DVDs.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
And I think I've mentioned it before. I'll buy a DVD or I'll buy a movie on Amazon Prime for like $3.99 instead of going up to my my room where it's got all the DVDs in it because I don't feel like dealing with it.
Yeah, plus you get an that HD like that way.
So much work. Exactly. Though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would definitely be like a year-long project.
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm kind of sticking with the same theme that I've gone the whole way through with my last pick here, and it's where I'm just basically going through the motions of something without actually accomplishing anything. And so my last one is online shopping, where I'll go mm-hmm. and like I'll look at stuff. Like I'm like, oh, I want this, I want that, but I don't ever actually buy anything. And I do it with just about everything. I'll do it with like clothes, either. You know, I'll be looking at, like, I go to Homage a lot and, like, oh, I want that shirt and that shirt and that shirt, but I don't buy any of them. I do it with video games a ton. I'll get on the PlayStation Store, like, online, and I'm like, okay, here's all these games that I want to get. Oh, these are on sale. I'd like to get those. And then I close it out and I go on to something else. So, like, I'm basically, like, online window shopping, basically.
I do it one step further and I even add it to my cart.
Just to feel that rush.
Right now on Amazon, right now on Amazon, I have one thing sitting in my cart.
Ooh, what is it?
It's one of those Funko Pop like things.
What's
it's Rocco's Rocco, Modern Life. Nice.
Is it Rocco?
The statues. Yeah, it's Rocco. Because nice. I got Helga and Arnold from Hey Arnold. My wife bought it for me for Christmas.
Yeah, nice. Well, so coming soon, a new segment at the Natty Boys. What's in Hefe's cart?
it's possible, yeah. Gets pretty random stuff in there sometimes.
No, I definitely had online shopping there too, and I've basically had hundreds of dollars worth of stuff in my cart on Homage, and I'm trying to think where else it was the one time that I was just loading up on shit. And I couldn't pull the trigger on it. And I had such anxiety that I was going to accidentally hit. Because it was one of those sites that I guess it probably was Homage. And it's one of those sites that had my credit card and everything already on fire. Yeah. And I just had like just this like insane anxiety. Like I'm afraid I'm accidentally going to hit. Like
it's a rush, man.
You know, shop.
Confirm.
Like yeah, confirm.
Amazon, you hit one click buy. Yeah. And you're like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yep. When they first did that on the phone, when I would accidentally scan my thumb on there. And I had so many canceled orders that week from Amazon because I would just, I think I did it two or three different times. But all right, so for my last pick, I'm going to go with, I like driving places on Google Earth.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have ever done that. And it kind of ties into my Wikipedia word maze, but I drive from, you know, I'll drive from work to back home, or I'll drive from work to Kings Island, or I'll just drive random places on there, and nothing's more frustrating than when something's goofy on the Google map and you accidentally get sent down the wrong road because you weren't completely square on the highway, so it gets you off the exit. Mm-hmm. And I like to do that and see how I can get to the one thing I do, and this is stupid, but I try to see if I can get there without taking my fingers off the arrow buttons, just nonstop, just trying to get there. Yeah. And I think the furthest I've ever driven is I drove from my parents' house to my apartment. And when we were living in Upper Arlington, right outside of Columbus.
So I've done that too, the Cincinnati to Columbus before.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember this, Mac, but when we found a hotel for visiting Miller and Shane when he was in the military. That's how we found our motel, was Google Earth.
Yep.
We were like looking at the coast where we would be staying, and we were trying to find, and we ended up at the shadiest motel ever.
It was a prison that got converted into a hotel.
Like, it was crazy, and it had like that, like, it literally looked like what a prison kitchen would look like in your cell if you had one. Like
it didn't have full windows. It had like, even though we were on the second floor, it had like the windows you have in a finished basement where you can't, like they're little, the block glass or whatever. That fit us at that time and what we were there for.
Yep.
So. Yeah. And I remember we did it because we were trying to see how close we could get to the military base.
Yeah.
To where if we had to drop him off, we didn't have to rush. So, no. But yeah, I remember that. We just were searching up the coast for hotels.
Who needs a nice resort when you can stay in a cinder block hotel?
Place was scary, man.
All right, I got the last pick. I'm going to finish it strong. Can't believe it hasn't been picked yet. I'd like to just sit down and have a nice poop.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah. Nice.
Close the door.
That's how you get hemorrhoids.
Close the door. And I could do this at work, too. You know, just close the door and kind of wait for time to pass by. A lot of times I'll be scrolling on my phone on the crapper. But, you know, a lot of people play games. I haven't found, like, a good shitter game for a while now.
Tiger Woods Golf used to be the best one.
Yeah.
On the old Razor phone. Oh.
I was tapped out.
Simpsons Tapped Out.
I'd always play the Simpsons Tapped Out, yeah.
Yeah, that is a good one.
But I
do most of my tweeting at work on the shitter.
Nice.
I had to stop playing Tapped Out, though, because, one, it took up so much data, and, it, like, my battery, my phone would get so fucking hot. And I'm like, I'd go from, you know, 100% down to 64% just on, like, in 15 minutes of gameplay there. Granted, that was on the iPhone 4 or whatever it was at the time.
That's how I realized that I was addicted to the game, was like, I would start like planning my day around it. It's like, all right, I'm going to wake up 15 minutes early and I'm going to spend like the first 30 minutes
collecting
of my day
all my money.
Collecting the money on Tapped Out.
Yep.
I allowed notifications on it. And if you had the sound on like I did for my alarm at night, my wife would get pissed because Homer would just randomly talk in our room.
Well,
yeah, 2:30 in the morning.
That's sexy.
I've had that.
You just hear Homer say something, and my wife would be like, "Could you turn your phone off?"
Where I used to work, we were in like a meeting. It was like a higher up meeting with like all the managers and like some upper management too. And like one of the guys who's like he was in upper management. You all of a sudden just heard his phone, like Homer came on. I think he just said, like, don't or something like that. But it was from Tapped Out, and he had the sound on from the notifications.
That's awesome.
Like, oops, that's embarrassing.
Honorable mentions.
Like, hey, daddy, are you still there? Like, meet life singles.
Yeah. I had a few honorable mentions. One was just eating. You know, eating's a good time waster. Yeah. I'm a big, I'm bored, so I'm going to go find something to eat. Again, this is a theme of mine is kind of going through the motions and not actually doing anything. There'll be times where I'll spend like 15 minutes just going from like pantry to cabinet to fridge to pantry to cabinet to fridge. I don't get anything, but I'm like, maybe there's something in here that I didn't see that last time. And I'll just go around, and then usually I'm like, there's nothing I want. And I'll go sit down on the couch and scroll through Netflix and fall asleep. That's pretty much my routine at night. But every once in a while, I will eat something to just kind of waste time.
I had to stop buying cereal because I would walk up and just grab a handful of cereal. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even eat it in a bowl. I'm going to grab a handful of Crunch Berries and walk downstairs and eat them and then head right back up and get another handful.
Yep. One of the things that I do that's just a huge waste of time every single day is going to work. One thing I do now that I have a kid is I just spend a lot of time just like scrolling through pictures of my kid on my phone. So, that's always fun. Mm-hmm. But, and then
I do a lot of that too.
And then the last one I had is checking out the great content on millionairesports.com. You can get lost there for hours.
Nice.
If you don't mind reading the same articles over and over again.
I know. When we decide to post right on top of each other last night. Like, I knew Witty was working on an article, and I hadn't seen it posted, so I figured he was going to have it scheduled for the next morning. And I was putting one up that I had already seen a couple sites cover, so I was like, okay, I'm going to try to just get this out so I'm not, you know, a day behind everyone. And then all of a sudden, like, as I posted they were within minutes of each other.
Yeah,
it was at the exact same time. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So, it's not true. I just wanted to bury you on the site.
That's right, man.
They're very similar to that. There's one thing that I like to do, which I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I waste some time podcasting.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, podcasting's never a waste of time. We're touching so many lives right now.
It's like 13 people out there just hanging on every word.
Yeah. I didn't mean so many lives. I meant so many of our wives.
That's right. Was that your honorable mentions, DB?
Yeah, that's the only one I had.
I had a couple. I had, well, Witty stole my Netflix, just like scrolling through and not deciding what to watch and then just falling asleep. Yep. Mine was, and I had another one, looking at old sports rosters, like on Baseball Reference or Wikipedia, and just seeing the overlap of players I don't remember playing with each other.
Yep.
Yeah. Hot. But like, you know, like guys that, especially in college sports, you don't realize, I see it a lot with like the UC basketball teams. I don't remember a lot of the guys playing on the same team. I think of them as from different eras, but obviously if they were both there for 4 years, they probably overlapped at some point. The other one I had was, and this kind of went with my abandoned thing, but they're not abandoned, but I'll go into a deep hole on minor league ballparks. Mm-hmm. Where I'll find their Wikipedia pages, and if they don't have pictures of the ballpark on the Wikipedia page, I'll go to Google Maps or find them. And I'm fascinated with where some of these ballparks are, and just some of the teams that, you know, you would think should have, you know, like a double A team is playing on something that's like a glorified, you know, community college field.
Yeah.
Or you'll have a single A team that's playing in something that it's just a mini version of an MLB stadium. So.
Yeah.
But I like looking at those, especially like when we went to the independent baseball game last weekend.
Yeah,
I started looking at a lot of the stadiums that their league plays in, and a lot of them were they shared with high school and college teams. But the one in Florence that we went to, that's a really nice stadium.
One of my favorite websites is that ballparkreviews.com, where it's got all the basically almost every league. I think it's got information on there, like ballparks, even like independent leagues. I think are on there. And like some of it has some of it has pictures and historical information, stuff about their concessions. You could get lost for hours just looking around on that website too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to do that all the time. And Witty and I, that summer that we were up in OU when we were just bored out of our minds, we went to a lot of Chillicothe Paints games. Yep. And that was one of those fields that was just in the middle of nowhere. It was probably it reminds me of the Bull Durham Stadium from the movie. Like, it was just a grandstand that was covered, and it was no real concession stands. They were just like the little trailers that pulled up next to the ballpark. Yep. It was a cool little setup. Then the other one I had that, I shop for houses a lot on realtor sites, seeing. But then my last one was, trying to find the weirdest reviews for things. And I don't go through like searching for weird reviews. I'll actually just go onto Amazon and find weird products and try to see like people's actual reviews of these products that are, you know, just really weird. Like, don't even really have any examples, but just like the weird products that, like, first, why would you buy this? And two, why would you actually feel the need to review it without being embarrassed? And those are usually funny, like a lot of the like made for TV or as seen on TV type of things that you see, like the earwax like drill thing.
Yeah.
Like those are it's a lot of weird people out there. And sometimes you can weed out the ones that are just trying to be funny to go viral. And then you can actually see some people that are legitimately trying to give a real review on something.
The best was the lady reviewing the industrial size box of tissues.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's hilarious. No, she wrote a long.
Oh, like yeah, long about her sons.
About her sons jerking off all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was. I remember that one.
That was hilarious. Yeah. She's like, I just can't match the price of. And you guys just saved my hand. Like, there was all kinds of funny shit in there.
Yeah.
So. Before gas was $2.99, I had joyriding. I used to do that all the time, just especially we live out in the country. So. You know, just kind of seeing, you know, where you end up sometimes driving through the country was always fun.
All right. Well, if you want to take a break from all the porn sites that you and Hefe frequent. Actually, no, we're not leaving yet. We got to say what we're excited for. Hefe's probably excited to get carpal tunnel and ruin some tissues. Cubs are in town. I'll probably try to go down and watch one of those games and just marvel in the creatures that are Cubs fans. So, although it seems like in recent years they haven't quite infiltrated the city as much, but with it being the weekend, I bet there'll be a lot of blue in the stands. Yep. But, oh well. Still fun to go down there, and if they sweep them, that'll be nice. So
Saturday, my wife and I are taking my parents and the in-laws to Buena Brasa.
Nice. Mm.
Gonna do some unlimited meats, unlike Jefe's. Unlimited meats. A little just different. One. Yeah.
Just one.
Oh, man.
I so, love yeah, we're, I'm gonna have the meat sweats Saturday night, basically, when we're playing Fortnite.
Nice, yep. Nice.
The meat sweats followed by the meat shits on Sunday yeah. morning.
Yep.
I'm just gonna say Fortnite. Fortnite's been my weekend. It's
I know. That's fun. What you look forward to every single week on here.
It's fun, man. It's addicting. It's supposed to rain like the next 10 days.
Yeah, the storm's coming.
What the hell else am I going to do?
Thought hurricane season was over.
We got 2 minutes to get inside the storm.
Yeah. Could chop down that wall.
So, I mean, what the hell else am I going to do? Just hang out in the rain? So I'll just play Fortnite.
There you go. I already mentioned it, but I'm looking forward to wrapping up Evil Genius. Because I'm pretty hooked on it already, so I'd like to see where it ends up. And it's one of those things, since it's an actual event, I made the mistake of like just jumping on Google, like researching it, and like on the Wikipedia page. So I'm like, all right, I got to stop before I get like ruin the spoilers on of the show. So
yeah,
I think I did a good enough job where I don't know what's coming next. I mean, you can kind of tell that there's gonna be more twists and turns, but I don't know what to expect at this point, but I'm looking forward to finding out how that played out.
I tried to avoid all the spoilers for that.
Mm-hmm.
I do this that all the time on based on true story movies.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what really happened?
Yep.
I always, yep, and I screw myself up like when we were watching the OJ stuff a couple summers ago. I do it with any sports thing, like the NFL Network always runs Undrafted.
Yeah.
And the one got ruined because the guy made the Dolphins and the season had started before the final episode. Yeah. So like it was like the second or third week, cause it was one of the Thursday night color rush games. He returned a punt against the Bengals, not for a touchdown, but he was the punt returner for the Dolphins. And we hadn't watched the last episode of that season yet. We're like, well, I guess he makes the team.
There you go.
But isn't the Evil Genius, isn't that also the story that they used as the inspiration for 30 Minutes or Less? The one where the pizza guy gets the collar strapped around his neck?
What's 30 Minutes or know. Less?
It's the one Jesse Eisenberg.
And Aziz.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never watched it.
Yeah, there's one that's, I thought it was Evil Genius. There's a movie, there's another documentary.
Because I think Masterminds is a fairly new release.
Masterminds. Masterminds
might be what you're thinking of.
Yep, that is.
Because Masterminds is based on an actual, like, the events. I mean, obviously, comedy-based, but...
That's right.
That movie's hilarious.
Yep, I think that's what it is. But, yeah, I don't know why I was thinking Evil Genius. But, I don't know. I knew it was one of the ones that everybody had been watching on Netflix recently.
Yep.
So never mind. Disregard.
All right. Well, thanks for checking out the show. If you guys are looking for things to waste some time, head on over to millironsports.com. Like I said, we got a ton of great content there. You might have to dig to find it, but it's in there. Check out the other episodes of the Natty Boys podcast if you're new to it. Maybe spend some time giving us a nice 5-star review. Help feed our families. And always, check us out on Twitter, @MillIronSports. And Facebook.com/MillIronSports. We got tons of great original content there, I promise. I guess we'll see you next week.
Holler.
Bye.
See you.